Let me share with you a concept that's very appropriate for this gathering and for this time of year. Several years ago in Minneapolis, I got a phone call from Eretz Yisrael. There was a young man, 15 years old, his name was Yosef Chaim Ben Yehudis, who had a terrible form of Yena Machla, a terrible form of that dreaded disease, cancer, Rachman Lotzlan Lenu Alechem. And the doctors had all given up hope in Israel. And they went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the God Lador, and he said, no matter what the cost, financially, emotionally, spiritually, you got to find a cure for the boy, a facility that will treat him. So they found out in Rochester, Minnesota, the legendary Mayo Clinic, an hour and a half away we lived in Minneapolis, they were willing to review the case. They flew in. And they told him as follows. We'll do exploratory surgery. If we see we can't help him, we'll leave him alone. But if we see that we could save his life, it'll be at a great cost. We should never even hear from these things, an above-knee amputation, which means the boy's leg would have to be amputated above the knee. I went to travel to visit the family a few times. And one time I came to the Mayo Clinic, and I meet an anesthesiologist from Eretz Yisrael, an Israeli. And the first thing he says to me, Shalom Arav, Ani Chiloni. Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem, I'm irreligious. Like he's setting the guidelines. Now to me that's always a joke, because you give a kratz, they're religious, they become religious. I had a situation where there were two sisters whose father passed away, mother passed away, Akamas Matzeven, Eretz Yisrael, they're coming back from Yerushalayim, and the driver is in a tirade telling them, Ani Nosea Dafka B'Shabbat. Dafka Be'ezor Charidim. I drive on Shabbos, specifically in the religious neighborhoods. And they ignore the fellow. They're looking at the visage of Yerushalayim, at the beauty of Yerushalayim. And the fellow in the rearview mirror sees his captive audience isn't paying any attention. They're looking back to Yerushalayim, and he says, do you know what's so chashuv be Yerushalayim? Do you ladies know what's so special about Jerusalem? Zematana me'akodesh bochum. It's a gift from God. I mean, here's the guy who's daf galav and he drives on Shabbos despite God, and he's telling them it's a gift from God. So every chiloni, you give a little bit of a scratch, out comes the emunah. Anyway, this is what he tells me. Ani mekaneh bachem be'emunah bitachon shelachem. I'm jealous of you religious Jews. So my curiosity is piqued. I say, why are you jealous? I'm jealous of your faith. And then he tells me the following story. Yosef Chaim ben Yehudis underwent surgery. It began late Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos. And they discovered that, yes, they could save his life. And that, yes, they'd have to take his leg, Rahman al-Islam. So he woke up under the stupor of the anesthesiology. And he feels for his leg, and his leg's not there. So he makes a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayanu Emes. The bracha you recite when you hear terrible news. Loss of a loved one, Rahman al-Islam. Doctor tells me, he goes back to sleep, he wakes up a few hours later, feels for his leg, it's not there. And he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hatov V'Hameitiv. The bracha that you recite upon hearing great news, drinking the finest wine. Because if his leg's not there, he's going to live. They said they wouldn't touch him unless they could save his life. Who is this 15-year-old kid? Rabbi Kiva? The Rambam? Moshe Rabbeinu? We have this in our DNA. We have this in our DNA from Avraham Avinu. You could lose a limb and you can make a bracha to Avraham Avinu. And let me explain. Many of the Rishonim ask a question that we all ask ourselves. Why do we have to be so different than the rest of the world? Specifically, Avram Hilid as Sarah. Patriarch Abraham gives birth, Avram Hilid as Yitzchak. At the age of 100, he has a child. Why can't it be normal like everybody else? 30, 40, 50, some lady in Italy recently had a kid at 63. What? 100 years old, he has a child? The Torah says, Vayishma Avram kinishba echov. Avram Avinu heard that his bondsman, his kinsman, his nephew Lot was captured. Vayorek eschanichov, he armed his talmidim, his disciples, 318. The question is, if in reality he needed to create a standing militia, an army, so you have to have 100,000 soldiers, a million soldiers. What's this 318? And Rashi says the gematria numerical value of Eliezer, which is 318. There's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Mem Aleph. It talks about an elderly woman who came to Rav Nachman, who was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, and she said, the Reish Galusa and all the rabbis of the Reish Galusa are sitting in a stolen sukkah. They took my schach and used it for their schach. They stole my wood. I want it back. They didn't pay attention to her. Safcha, she cries out, it's a lady whose father had 318 slaves. You don't pay any attention to me? Rav Nachman replies, she's a bit noisy, but give her back the value of the wood. It's called takonas hashovim. And the question is, if it was hers, give her immediately. And what did she do? What did she invoke to get the wood back? Rav Tzadik HaKoyim Lublin Zatzal says he said in 10 words, it's the cornerstone of religion and will teach us how to cope with every difficulty in life. Shem Yishmerenu. He says, Yiyush, despair, giving up hope, has a numerical value, the gematria, of 317. Yud Aleph Vav Shin equals 317. The number that closes the door on Yish, that takes us out of Yish, is 318. Avram Avinu took 318 slaves because Avram Avinu was telling the Jewish people, we never give up. The whole world gives up. We don't give up. That's when we start. Everybody came to Avram and they said, where's your kid? God promised your children. Leave it to Hashem. Avram, you're 69. Leave it to Hashem. You're 74. You're 98. Avram turned 100 and the whole world gave up hope. Avram Hailid Es Yitzchak. That's when he had a child. See, ladies and gentlemen, the word Yiyush, despair, despondency, giving up hope, is not in our lexicon. It's not in our dictionary. And I could expound on this, but I want to draw to a close. You got to realize that when the whole world gives up, that's when we start going. That's when we start progressing. Patient's going to die, we say till him and the patient recovers. I remember during the Gulf War crisis, I was in Minneapolis, somebody showed me a postcard from his Einikol in Yerushalayim, which said, Saba, grandfather, anachno omrim tilim negen atilim. We're saying tehillim against the missiles. The scuds. We begin where everybody else leaves off. So I want to close with one question. It's a question about Rosh Hashanah. It's a question about each one of you. And what Hashem expects of you. What we expect of you. What you expect of yourself. Rosh Hashanah is the greatest oxymoron. It's a dichotomy. It's an enigma. On one hand, Ichlu mashmanim, says the Navi. According to the Ramban, every simcha of every Yom Tov is learned from Rosh Hashanah. Eat fine meat, marbled meat, drink spiced wine, partay, have a good time on Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to have a Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. But on the other hand, Sifrei Chaim Meisim Psuchim Lefanav, book of life and death is open before you. How could you possibly have simcha? If you have simcha, you're not afraid. If you're afraid, you don't have simcha. The answer is that that's true for ordinary people. But who are we returning to? We're returning to our Father. And when you return to your Father, when you turn to your mother, there's no questions asked. It all works out. I'll tell you a side anecdote. when I was in Keitel and tells the yeshiva, my wife and I lived with 60 other Keitel families, and it was impossible to get around without a car. This wasn't Brooklyn. I'd come from Brooklyn. No subway, no bus system. You want to go shopping, it's 2.5 miles away. You need a car. So every fellow in the Keitel had a car. Older car, newer car, more expensive, less expensive. My mother felt, you're learning in Keitel, she's Baruch Hashem a Rebbetzin and a math professor, the PhD from Columbia. No car. Keitel? No car. No such thing. She didn't know a Keitel Yangaman in the mirror. Entire Vadas and Chaim Ben Lakewood had a car. 32 years ago, didn't exist. I pleaded with her. I explained to her, absolutely no car. 9 months later, we saved up money. I'm going to buy a car for $1,400, a used car. I remember there was a fellow from Williamsburg. He took you to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Reedman's, the biggest used car lot in the world, and he got you a car. Name is Sam Weasel. Anyway, so we get together with Sam. He's coming to pick us up and some other people, some Rebbe's kid, all get cars. Then he turns to me and he says, you have the banker's check, no? I said, what? He says, they don't take cash. You need a banker's check for $1,400. It's 10 to 3. My parents, my father's not telling you, but my mother still lives on East 3rd between Quentin and P, right here in Flatbush. Chase Manhattan Bank on the corner. I say, Ima, I need a banker's check. What do you need a banker's check for? To get the car. Oh, it's 10 to 3. You got to go right now. Oh. And by the way, I don't have the cash on me. Could you get the banker's check and I'll give you the money tomorrow? What does my mother do? Who's convinced that I don't need a car? That a curly guy doesn't need a car? She walks down the block to Chase Manhattan Bank, gets in there before they close the door, gets me a banker's check, hands it to me so I can go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania and buy a car. Now, how does that work? Because it's my mother. And when it's your mother, it all works. It's impossible to stay connected to an ex-spouse. It's impossible. You couldn't deal with it when you were together. All the issues, but you're a mother. You're a father. These are your children. That's what you have to remember. It's easy for me to dance in and to tell you these things. But Echzogas Nisht, Rosh Hashanah tells this to you. On one hand, Gilu Birada, rejoice and tremble. Make a party and daven for your life. That's what Judaism is all about. That's what this is all about. I conclude with what I began with. You got to create stability in your lives. You have to learn how to navigate an impossible path. But like the Chassam Sofer says about the Rabbonis, about the rabbinate, it's like a ship crossing the sea. Every ship has its own wake. They don't follow directly in the previous path, but they all make it to the same side. That's your job. It's your God-given privilege. Whether you have children, grandchildren, you don't have children, it's all about making it to the other side. I think there are rabbanim out there that want to help. I know sometimes it gets messy and confusing. But I think there are friends out there that want to help, relatives that want to help. But sometimes you have to reach out. And it may be difficult. But we're there. There are so many professionals. What a wonderful organization. You got to talk things over. You're not alone. You got the Rabbanu Shlalom. And you got the most incredible job in the world. Raising the future of Klal Yisrael. Give you a bracha. You should have a wonderful, sweet year. What's shana tovu masuka? It's redundant. If it's good, it's sweet. Why dip an apple into honey? The apple's already sweet. The Teretz says you want it to taste sweet. You don't just want a retrospect or a overview of what sweet is. You want to feel it. You want to taste the pleasure. Enjoy it. Sabe'enu mituvecha. Give you a bracha. You should be zeche b'siyata d'shmaya, all of you individually and collectively, to an incredible year of simchas, of nachas, of parnas, of gezunt, of dershom, of erachim, of Yeshuas, of Refuas, of Nechamas. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. You should all be Zeichem to a Gemar Chasimus Tevelonu L'Chol Yisrael. Amen.